Thank you.
We bow to the sacred tape.
Amen.
Uh-huh. We have to honor one another. And you see, you have people who go into politics. A person going into politics knows right away if he can get in there, he's got a good deal. He becomes important. He has power. So that always, you know, is overwashing you. And he may or may not have been able to make a living in the private sector. And I want to tell you something about your medical profession and where one's who don't really have much on the ball and could hardly make it through medical school, even out of the country, come back and find their own kind will make a place for them. Guess what they do? They go into academic medicine because they're not comfortable around adult people. The next group will go into things like radiology, genetics, etc., where they don't have to answer for their own insecurities and their own inabilities. You can write research papers. Ah, but you think, ah, this man has written 500 papers that have been published. Yeah, he had to even get his assistant professorship. And it doesn't matter what they say. If we have to, we'll drum up a few impressive numbers or let the secretary. You see, this is really bad. Dorma served the purpose. She wrote the papers. He got the credit and the money. And we have a good relationship because she writes and I dictate. I write the papers.
Does she get the money?
You get the money. All of it.
If it ever comes.
Isn't it pathetic? This is the worst lie. That isn't even a feather. This is fur. We've got to get there, people. And we have the way. And we've got to get out of our personalization into an impersonal kind of moving along. Everything that comes down in this whole world reflects on you, because everything, without any doubt anymore, anywhere, you must see that it is all connected. What happened in Oklahoma City happens to you. And when you are denounced for not taking this irrational stand, you've got to be strong enough within your own empowerment to be able to say, and you're full of it. It is not right to come into this room or into a church or anywhere else bearing a weapon. You see, I don't care if they ban them, because you don't need them. And if you demand to have them, why do you demand to have them? To defend myself. That means you're going to prod and kick and push and make such a stink that you have to defend yourself from something. It's just like the raccoons. Feed them, feed them, feed them. And then the minute they're full of mischief, shoot them in the rear. You've got to make up your mind what it is you want of value. And right now, The only value that your life body has is to create an environment where your species can basically survive. Well, if you tell me exactly when, you know, the San Andreas is going to go and exactly who it is going to take out, then I can act. We've come a long way. Except with Brent, of course, who wants to know when we're going to land.
Right.
Sometimes it's easier to tell when the fault is going to go. You're going to be an island. Right here, stretching up to about Fresno. Well, we, 10 minutes from now, or 10 days, or 10 years, or 10 centuries. It all depends on a lot of things. Because it's your dream. It's your illusion. It's your thought form. And the brainwashers understand the thought form. And if you can get enough people thinking your thought, you'll rally and you'll raise up and you'll do foolish things. Because you will forget God's commandments. And you can mislead yourself into the lie. But when you lead your blind brothers into the lie, that's what keeps you coming back over and over and over again. And this time, the smarter ones of you are trying to brush that off. Don't follow me. For God's sake, don't follow me. Because I don't know what I'm talking about. And then you get this feedback from one such as Satya Sai Baba, for instance. All you have to do is clean up your within and make it sparkle like the diamond you are and be. So from India back to the United States, I'm just going to be. You can't just be. You've got to respond to life. Or what the hell are you here for? Well, but it's wrong if I go blow my brains out. Try it and see. Who said? Oh, some preacher told you. It's all right to go to war and kill each other, but you can't kill yourself. That's a real good point. Well, as far as I am concerned, some of the patriots who build bombs and things, what are you going to use these bombs for? You see how easy it is to set you up? Look at McVeigh. It doesn't matter if he didn't have anything to do with Oklahoma. He's going to get hanged for it. Why? Because he thought you needed to build bombs to protect yourself. How many of you ever protected yourself with a fertilizer bomb? Now, I ask you, do you think a little fertilizer bomb will keep away the black helicopter with the laser pulse beam? Well, you see, it doesn't matter how or why it was accomplished that I won't tolerate another black helicopter or a jet plane blasting Dorma's window. Why do they listen? Because I got a bigger gun. And they're not positive that I won't use it. And there are instances when I'll tell you I will use it. They will respect their own agreements. Does that mean that you have an assurance that you're not going to get hurt? No, you don't. Because before I will use it, it's going to be really serious. And your headache is not serious enough. Now, we are putting out some powerful things. And they look like a little cup of nothing. Once Adriana's take over, you really have something that looks like nothing but water. Be careful. When I say, if you're going to go through one of these programs, keep up your friendly flora, I mean it, you will feel sick. As those little devils start working their way out of your joints, you're going to hurt. You're going to ache. You're going to feel like you've got fever, and therefore you are going to say, I'm getting the plague. I better go take some more. That's fine. Go take some more. But expect to feel worse. You need balance. We have to provide what is available to knock out what will knock you out if it gets started. And they fully intended to get started. Any of you who are bearing mystery viruses or the AIDS virus, HIV, there are. HIV is simply a modification of viruses that have been around forever. They had to have a fall guy. And they found that the HIV virus is very flexible. It is lazy and it is a welfare recipient. It will attach to anything and it will mutate so that it can. So let's just enhance this a little bit. And it'll take them years to even find out what we've done because of the incubation period. Well, now they're going to knock you off, do you see? Something that hits and develops and kills so rapidly that you don't have time to do anything about it. And those poor little creatures in Zaire, they were the ones that they introduced the HIV into. They are the ones that got the AIDS in the first place. Zaire. That seems crummy to me. So guess why they have to go back to Zaire now? Because there isn't 100% of the population carries the HIV virus. So you go where you know the coupling will take place. The HIV virus will pull in this other virus. They, just like a radio signal. The intent now is to wipe out the population they gave AIDS to in the first place. AIDS was spread how? With hepatitis serum. Hepatitis inoculations. And we're supposed to be giving brothers, and you've got to be anti-Semitic and anti-this and anti-freedom and hate mongers, because I don't like somebody putting their penis into an anus. What's the matter with you? It's unclean. And that is behavior which is controlled by the mind. It has nothing to do with preference of little urges. And until you ones get it bluntly, I don't know how to make people receiving these tapes even hear. And some will say, well, I don't like the crudeness. God would never be crude and he would never send a host that's crude. How else do you hear me? That is behavior. The most sacred organ of the body, you degrade by putting it in the excrement channel. And I'm sorry if it bears AIDS. You want me to say it's somebody else's fault? The big world order did it to you? The government, you nasty people who don't approve of sodomy? There was a reason sodomy was put off limits. And the total irresponsibility of bearing children and infecting them, bringing them into a world where they're going to be absolutely and eternally warped. But I should go with freedom of choice. I find it so incredible. A baby is born with a hole in its heart. And yet you will, 3 weeks or a month before that, abort a perfectly healthy baby. And I'm supposed to bless one action and sanction the other. Well, let's replace it. Let's transplant it. We celebrate. Let me tell you something. For a baby to get a baby's heart means another baby had to die. Everybody hear me? You can get by with one kidney. You cannot get by without a heart. So for every celebration of death, there possibly can be a celebration of life. But you better get it into your heads what is right and what is wrong about each thing. Is it wrong to give a dead baby's heart that this one might live? No, that is not wrong. But it's sure wrong to kill one baby so that that one can have it. And it's wrong to have a fetus that you're going to abort while you suck its brains out first. So that somebody with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's might have the brain cells injected. Can you see what a mess your world is in? And can't you see that guns will not solve it? And one new government in one world is not going to solve it. You have a diseased society. Diseased in every way there is. And you want God to save all of those, especially the little children, God. You want God to step in and undo what you did without you changing one iota. And yeah, I feel like a preacher today. I really do. And not only that, if you even speak out against any of these things, I'm going to denounce you. I'm going to pull my support away from you. What support was that? Well, I sent. Oh, what did you send it for? Well, so I would have, well, I just did it. So you would have a ticket on my ship. Well, a higher entity owns my ship. And does that mean that I do not appreciate every gift? Because I appreciate every thought of support. And I don't want to offend ones because I don't want them to turn away. Because if they stay long enough, they will not turn away. But there's always the wrong assumption. And I don't like to come to blows. My own energy, my own heart hurts over my own people. I use Bo Grites. this man, this one man, with the strength of his personality and his character, could and will do wondrous things. But we have to fight over 9-foot lizards. Why? Because the 9-foot lizard got there first, and the biggest, and the rotten little snakes got in there. They will all make their full circle. And it requires, doesn't it? We can say, well, I won't give any more energy, say to George Green. Until you solve the legal problems, that's stupid, isn't it? You can't just turn away. It's more than that. They don't let you turn away. They keep you distracted. And yet I cannot sanction anybody, including Bo Gride, saying I'm going to set up a military outpost up here at the entrance to God's covenant community. And if you come acting like you're going to bear arms against me or hurt me, I'm going to shoot you. And anybody who moves into my community must agree the only requirement is that you love God and you will defend us if that becomes necessary. Well, you know, if you go up there with that attitude, it's going to become necessary. You'll keep pushing until it does. And all you've done is plow the ground for them to be able to say it's the Patriots. Well, I have the right to call myself a patriot. Well, I have the right to say I honor Ron Jackson for taking that off his letter. And he's changed. This is year of rebuilding our republic. Can you do it? Every day gets more and more iffy. But if you're an island over here, albeit a big island, it's going to be a lot easier, isn't it, to rebuild a republic. Well, yeah, but you can't even guarantee me it's going to happen while it's in this lifetime, sir. No? Right. So you better have some fuel for your canoe. It's going to be a long way to shore. And in the meanwhile, it's got to be staying alive, staying alive, staying alive. I think John Travolta probably did a good job with that. Staying alive, staying alive. It's coming. I want, please, to make sure that Scallion's tapes are made available to the listening audience. However you would set up your word tapes, go ahead and set this up, but not as just, don't just send them out. Let people request them. Just tell people they'll be available. Far more valuable than whatever I'm saying here today. You've got to know the parameters. You've got to know how you once began to hear. Sometimes you'll get a few lessons like Dorma. Sometimes you'll get a few lessons like Scallion as you try to turn off and say, well, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to see this. I don't want this job. And you see, God always waits until you absolutely finally say, no, thank you. I maybe think about this tomorrow, because that is a deliberate act of aggressive turning away. And then he'll bop you right beside your head. You'll be down. With Scallion, at the onset of a seminar speech, he was speechless. We handled Dorma a bit different. We just knocked her on her ass. She dropped the mop. But she began to listen. Scallion's job is different. He's got to tell you the bad news. All I have to do is just bring the truth. And because the truth is so shocking and so nasty, you feel the only way you can feel from the years and years and eons of training, somehow I'm going to fight over it. You have to build. You cannot fight. Well, how do you build when all of the world is on top of you and you, well, you're still breathing. So you better start figuring a way to, within this rubble heap above you, to move things aside enough to put your little head up so that you can get to the air supply. And you certainly don't want to fight this thing around you, because you don't want it to crush you, and it's bigger than you. And yes, you can live and thrive within this system. You don't have to become it to make your way through it. Well, what if they take away our money and turn it into something else? Wouldn't they be doing that anyway, whether or not you're fighting? Don't they have the power to do that? Yes, they do. And you fall right into their hands. You become the very issue that allows them to bring the guard gates down one more foot on you. The stockade. You make big noise about war. This is the end. You know, you've got 35 days and then something awful's going to happen. Yeah, well, go ahead and blow up those bombs, but you better not be blowing up bombs around my people. You better make that the last city. But you play into their hands. You set yourself up by your threats and your fancy rooster cockiness. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I can get you. And we'll all unite and we'll get you. You're going to get nothing but yourself. Well, what kind of a warrior are you? I am a warrior that wins. I can promise you, I don't care how it looks to you, I can promise you, you stick with me and we will win. And of course, the next logical question is, what will we win? The spoils of war. I'll take Cameron Canyon. I will take Water Canyon. I'll take the Broom Ranch.
Hawaii.
Over Dorma's dead body, you'll take the Broom Ranch. That's winning. No, that ain't winning. I will guarantee you, you stick with me, you will win. And what you win will be the prize of prize. Well, shit.
Come on.
I want to win something I can hold. Okay. When you make up your mind what it is, you'll win it. And if enough of you make up your mind that you're going to build a republic, you will build it. And then, of course, comes the next smart-ass answer. Yeah, but it'll only be, 35 square feet. You just told me you're going to make an island out of this. No, I'm not going to make anything out of it. You may be an island, and what you make out of it is up to you. Well, don't let the coast go. I still have relatives over there. They won't listen to me. Well, then, wave goodbye to them. need to do about it? Release them. They are mostly old enough to be adults, even if they're still children. Well, what about their children? Those are my grandchildren. You are people of the lie. And you continue to think you're waking up to the lie, only to realize you're still helping them perpetuate it. No, you don't confront a man and say, I'm not going to let you in my room because I know what you think in your head. Well, bully for you. You're so pure. And I can tell you something else that you're not going to like. If someone walks in here and says, I don't like the way you just treated the idea of the sacred pipe, I'm going to shoot you. He may very well do it. Is that what you want running your world? That kind of reasoning, intelligence, maturity? Well, I certainly don't want to spend the rest of my life groveling around in the dirt, you know, growing spelt or something. Fine. Then step aside and let someone else. No offense, Rob. I don't want anyone jumping to conclusions here.
Unless the shoe fits, I won't wear it.
What did you say your corporation is?
I don't have a corporation. I'm just busy keeping myself busy. Playing in the dirt.
In
the grind hole.
What do you do? Do you say you grind up the hulls?
Yeah.
I know it seems crazy.
One hull of
and it seems thing. Like everything is mundane. Well, what is not mundane? Oh, well, those big executives don't look mundane sitting there with their feet on the mahogany desk. You think mundane? Whatever you're doing seems mundane compared to that. I've got to figure out how to screw my fellow man today so that I can afford my golf club membership. Now that is important. But you see, you've been trained to think that is success. And man can only measure his success by what he has. And you can measure the worth of a man versus a child by the size and cost of his toys. They get more expensive. But you have to have a goal, don't you? If you like to fly, why not make your goal a craft? Something that can really fly. And granted, you use the stair steps. If you have no idea about aeronautics at all, that's fine if you want to fly my ship. Because it doesn't work on the basis of aeronautics. But if you want to fly a shuttlecraft, you're going to have to know wind currents, boundary layers, propulsion systems, vacuums, magnetics, electronics. Electronics that are controlled by mind frequency. By the time you get into my big craft, you only have to know how to control it by mind. Very, very simple, very succinct, very compact. But if you don't know what you're doing, it ain't going to go anywhere either, is it? And the facts are, it doesn't go anywhere. I'm just one big projection studio. Now, doesn't that make you disappointed? Well, are you over there, or are you over here, or I'm everywhere? Are you going to say that your ship is big enough to be everywhere? Absolutely. It will be wherever my mind is, wherever I wish to focus. And that may seem outrageous to you. And, ooh, wee, goody, goody. I got somebody who can think bigger than you. No, I just know how to use it, and you don't use yours. I have no qualifications greater than yours. Some of you are running a little scared this time. You see, I neither am going to shut up about talking about your times around. That's what they want, is for you not to, oh, just go back to sleep. Reincarnation is nothing. Karma is nothing. There isn't nothing. Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. And your guts tell you there is. And it doesn't matter a whit how many things they take out of or change in your instruction books. Know that your instruction books, if they are instruction books for life, are going to be changed to suit the death mongers. Because if you know you have eternal existence and give that thought power, you have them. Because they cannot rise to your level of empowerment. They have locked themselves into this manifested form of thought, in this lockdown of I can only be king of all I can touch and see and feel in these five senses. Maybe we can even reach out there and occasionally touch on timelessness or a different time frame. But it's all thought form, isn't it? You cannot even go back into a memory without it simply being into a thought form of some kind of experience of the mind. That's the only way you can time travel. Oh, but I know, I looked around and I was in Northridge when the quake hit 5,000 years ago. The body's sitting in this room. Oh, I can see it right now. I'm experiencing it. Oh, heaven help us. The buildings are falling. I feel them falling. You haven't left the room, Buster. But what is happening is the controllers have learned that you will kill yourselves off by mere thought. You won't rebuild, you will fight, and they can shoot you. There are all sorts of ways of bringing the thought form to a stop. And if you are frightened enough, you won't do anything to make any difference. And then the game says, well, okay, I would like to experience some of these things. I will go back in time and see where I was and what I was doing, and this may help me now. And that often does. Because you can see whatever you were then, why you might be back here now doing whatever it is you think you're doing. Certainly we as a pod can go back and look at what we all were doing and our attachments to one another at a given time and bring that on up and bring it on up. But by the same token, you cannot stop here. If you can go back, you can also go forward. Do you always want it to be as difficult or as easy or whatever it is a stagnant moment? Well, how can a moment be stagnant? Easy. By stopping. Well, we don't know if there will be a tomorrow, so we only have the moment. That's right. You have only the moment for action, for decision. And it's a negligible thing. You can't even put your finger on it because you cannot stop the passage of sequence. So before it is even a full thought, it's over. So you only have memory and you only have hope. But if your hopes encompass power, then you will accept no less than what you hope for. You will accept no less. You may accept a lot of things around, but you will accept no less for self. Well, but I don't see it happening, sir. Oh, yes, it is. If your goal is even to turn this world around, you'll get it done. If that is truly your goal, you'll find a way. And if it is perceived that the way to get there may be to serve in a little group, or I will do this for a while, or I will do that for a while, to get, quote, on the winning team. Nothing wrong with that either, because God will open the mind to see the next step. And am I willing to come into a realization that that is the way to go? You see, here's where you bog. I can't make a choice. Well, you all know that the more input you have to make a choice, to base it upon, the more apt you are to make the correct choice. Without saying, well, I blew that one, I blew that one, I blew that one, and I just continue, so I know tomorrow I'll blow it, so I don't think I'll do anything. Well, that may be a good decision for the moment, but it is never going to bring your realization. Well, what am I willing to do? Oh, I'm willing to do without anything. No, you're not. You don't have any right to be willing to do without anything, because that says I'm going to no longer assume responsibility for myself. I'm going to dump myself on somebody else, and they will help me because, after all, they are assuming their responsibility, surely. Do you know why I say go use the welfare system? Because you've earned it. If you've paid taxes, you've earned the right to have, as long as that system is out there functioning, as stupid as it is. Why would you not? Well, I don't know, it doesn't seem right. BS. What's wrong with it? As long as you know where you're going, as long as it is a tool, use it. But don't misuse it, because that gives them the right to come in and put you in jail. That is stupid.
Excuse me. Change this tape.